Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 7 after the hour, as we proceed to the business of News Talk Radio this past week, thanks to a lot of work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Those of you who are new to the program, we have 40 or so extra affiliates this week that have joined us with the new assemblage at the USA Radio Network. So we have people that are getting used to different things, things that hopefully are important, the discussion of the events, the people, all that stuff, the stories of the week. Talkers Magazine has for 30 years, every week, 52 weeks a year, gone through the talk radio world, talking to hosts, radio station managers, getting an idea, listening to stations, what the big stories are of the week. So we have the charts for the week of June 13th to the 17th to discuss the top 10 stories. I'll go, go over with you them. Is that a sentence? Does that make sense? I will go over them with you.
There you go.
Anyway, I'll go over them. Yes. People on the list as well. So joining me for the conversation are Jennifer, I still am stumbling with the DJV stuff. I have everyone.
For a while. It's been six years or however long it's been. It's going to be hard.
Yeah,
you
it is.
You stumble with the Good Day stuff on the DJV show. What else?
I know. So anyway, we're back. The people of the Good Day, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Jay Kirshner is here, and Jennifer Horn from KRLA in Los Angeles to work with the information that we have and the powers that be. So let's first go back through the story list. Number 10, the talk convention and all the talk about the talk. Talk. Number 9. Floods, heat wave, weather, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And my overview, I don't know, Jennifer, if you've heard, did I discuss this before we went into a different zone here? There's a study that came out from NASA and NOAA about the condition of our planet at the moment and what it was like 4 million years ago. Have you heard that story?
No.
All right. So you can use this. You don't have to give me credit. You can use this on your morning program in Los Angeles. You can look this up, by the way. Jay, you remember, I don't have it right in front of me, but I know if you go to the NOAA website, you can find the results of this study of the planet going back 4 million years. And guess what?
It's really fascinating.
The circumstances that we're living in right now with the amount of CO2 and all the other gases and all the other things that everybody's worked up about, it's exactly today the way it was 4 million years ago on the planet.
Not one iota's
difference. So put that in your ears and smoke it, folks. All right, so we get into that afterwards. I just got off on that tangent. Number 8. The social media, the world of social media, Jay will pursue that with us. Race relations and Juneteenth, I guess, happening this weekend. Number 7, gun control, interesting things going on in the bipartisan gun bill talks. I'll get Jennifer to bring us up to date on that. The war in Ukraine, what an outrage this is going on, and nobody's bumped off Putin, wow. COVID. And some pretty outrageous things coming out about Dr. Fauci. Let's see, the January 6th committee. To hear or not to hear? That is the question. And the usual, the primary results. I'm sure Jen will have some thoughts about that. And the economy is number one this week. Cost of inflated gasoline and all kinds of other things that are affecting us. Cost of food. At number 10 on the people list, that phony Fauci. Elon Musk is at 9. The Putin and Jinping twins are number 8, tied for that position. Brett Kavanaugh is at 7. Ron DeSantis at 6. He's becoming quite the controversial character. And it could be that Elon Musk and DeSantis would be in the same, might be in the same category, at least as far as discussion is concerned. Let's see here. Ginny Thomas at number 5. Liz Cheney at 4. Jerome Powell at 3, Donald Trump at 2, and Joe Biden at 1. Okay. I want to just spend some time a little bit here on the House Select Committee investigating the events surrounding the storming on January 6th of the Capitol and what has gone on with the public hearings this week. And Jennifer, I'm sure you have little to say about this, but I'll...
Well, you know, it involves my congressman, the never honest Adam Schiff. So,
Mr.
Of course,
Phony Baloney.
Yeah, right. I've been paying attention.
He and Fauci are two peas in a pod. I'm not sure which of them is the bigger phony. Anyway, excuse me, go ahead.
Well, here's the problem I have with the January 6th committee. If you want to have a political witch hunt, that's what they're doing. If you want to get to the bottom of this so that the United States Capitol doesn't get stormed again, I don't know that they're doing that. And so, for me, if you're legitimately concerned, and I think every American was, you know, from the beginning, the people who went inside the Capitol should be prosecuted for going inside the Capitol and for messing things up, just like anybody who messes up a federal building should be held responsible, in my opinion. And you have a lot of those people who are sitting in jail and who have had the proverbial book thrown at them, right? I mean, treated more unfairly than I think other people have done the same thing. So you've got people in jail. You've got investigations underway. So what's the point of this committee? Well, okay, we want to figure out how it happened. Not one person has asked Nancy Pelosi why she turned down the National Guard, which President Trump's
administration... Those are all good questions, by the way. You're asking the right question.
Had offered her 4 days before because they knew there were a lot of people coming, and they said, do you want the National Guard? She turned it down. Why she was in charge of the Capitol Police at the time, and still is, the Speaker of the House, why she didn't have additional staffing. I mean, you listen to these poor police officers, and they were overwhelmed. So that's why some of them looked like they were moving barricades, probably. They were scared. They were letting people in, and didn't want to put themselves in harm's way, and I can't blame them. You got a lot of people wearing horns and animal pelts, and you're going to move out of the way. So why were they overwhelmed would be the question. Why wasn't local police? Why weren't the Metropolitan Police in Washington, D.C. called in? And these are questions that I have about how we prevent things from happening like this again, and instead of having this weird political witch hunt where they're out there calling, like, Rudy Giuliani a drunk. I mean... I don't know.
He was drunk that night.
Well, of course, maybe he is, but what's more important, saying that Rudy Giuliani was inebriated on election night or figuring out how to secure the United States Capitol? Like, what are you after?
I'll drink to that.
So it's just, I don't know. You just hear the kind of stories. The Representative Loudermilk was a great one from the hearing, the second hearing this week. I think people are going to stop caring. I don't know. I think people are...
I stopped caring, and then I watched that Friday night. I haven't talked to you since that. Last Thursday night, a week ago, Thursday, there was that primetime All the Networks carried the...
Yeah, I watched it. I was watching it. And it was... This is unprecedented because there is not anybody that has been put on that panel from the minority party. Nancy Pelosi pushed down all of Kevin McCarthy's suggestions, which is why you've got your girlfriend Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger.
Excuse me? My girlfriend Liz Cheney? Thank you very much.
Who aren't really asking any hard questions.
My girlfriend is... My girlfriend is Marjorie Taylor Greene. Let's get it straight.
I understand. So I'm sorry. What did you think on Thursday night? Were you just...
I was fascinated by it. I turned it on as Liz Cheney was doing her thing, and she asked all the right questions and really piqued my interest. I had lost interest, as you were suggesting, because I thought it was just a lot of hooey. But then when some of the things came up that either I didn't know or I had forgotten about what was going on with all of the Trump family and the Trump the team in the White House, it seemed that everybody was telling him except Rudy Giuliani, you lost, pal. Time to move on.
They're trying to really go after John Eastman, who's a lawyer, who was the one who was, they say, hatching the plot. But they're also using little tiny 10-second clips of everything. And I wonder if those people knew in what context those little clips would be broadcast. I mean, we all know in this business... A 10-second clip does not give you the full context of what you're talking about.
Of course not.
And it was put together like a television show. I don't know. We'll see. I mean, I think the prime target is to try to get rid of the Electoral College. The next target is to try to ensure that Trump...
I want to get rid of the Electoral College. I want your vote to count, Jennifer. Your vote doesn't count in California. Doesn't count. Your count doesn't. It doesn't. All right. 16 past the hour in a moment. What's going on with the bipartisan gun bill, which on the countdown list is number 6 right after this. So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix diet product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
If you were lied to when buying a timeshare and worn out, you need my help. Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshare and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have 383 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. If you were told at a timeshare presentation that this was available today and today only, that timeshare was a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, call my office now. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-486-9600. 800-486-9600. 800-486-9600.
Okay, so at number 6, gun control. And so it looks like at the end of the week, John Cornyn, who is the GOP negotiator, walked out of the talks. Why? What was going on that made him upset? Because I thought he was pretty moderate on this stuff, listening to him last week anyway. So what were the Democrats trying to shove into this? I thought they were moving along pretty well until
The framework, and but they don't have the actual bill. And so this is where a lot of people have been skeptical because, you know, frameworks can sound great, and then when you start to read the fine print, we all know this, you go, wait a second, is that something that we're into? But, the story this week is that he just said he's through talking, and he walked out, and mostly because of people on his own side of the aisle. There are a lot of conservatives that are worried that this might infringe upon people's Second Amendment rights.
No, they aren't worried about that at all. They're worried about not getting contributions from the NRA. Let's face it, they're not worried
I'll
about...
I'll tell you what I'm worried about. I'm worried about these red flag laws.
Explain what a red flag law is, please, quickly.
We're in a pickle right now because so a lot of this framework, and I really honestly think that this framework's a big bunch of nothing. I think that it's senators trying to pat themselves on the back and trying to make themselves feel good about doing something that's not going to do a whole lot.
Yeah, but that's probably true. Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, and I hate to be cynical, but that's just kind of where we are. I do give John Cornyn credit. I think that he wants to be Mitch McConnell. He wants to be the leader of the Republicans in the Senate, so he's trying his hand at it right now. Mm-hmm. So I give him credit for that. What makes me nervous, and I've said for a long time, as we've worked together, you guys know when we see something, we have to say something. Too much people are staying in their own lanes, and they're not calling out weird behavior. If a kid has scratch marks and carvings on their face, that's not normal, and
yeah,
we should be saying something about that, right? That's not normal behavior. And that was the kind of behavior that the person who shot up Uvalde had. He was cutting himself. So I know we have to say something, but when you talk about red flag laws at this point, a lot of conservatives bristle because, for instance, parents are being put on the domestic terror list right now if they go to a school board meeting and feel passionately about a certain issue. Republicans are being put on domestic terror lists if they go to Trump rallies. And so a lot of people are concerned about the due process when it comes to red flag.
21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
You should feel okay when your customers come and find that an ear of corn costs 10 cents more than it did last year. That's because it's going to cost you a lot more. A fertilizer, if you're using conventional fertilizers, look at the prices, up like 200%. We're all going to have to charge more, whether it's fruits, vegetables, dairy. Make sure you get a fair price for what it is that you are growing and selling, because otherwise you will not be successful.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Review with Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, and Jay Kirshner, going through the charts and some of the comments from people that are listening to our various programs. So, Jay, let's go through the social commentary, the business of... Well, there are a couple of things here. Jennifer, you didn't hear our conversations about pineapple pizza, which was a big to-do this week, as we
yes
hear
or no.
From...
What did we vote on?
Oh, it was pretty much mixed. It was mixed reviews, but there was also a lot of conversation on unpopular opinions. One of my personal beliefs is that Grease 2 is better than Grease.
Really?
Yes, no doubt in my mind. Tina Fanouf says pineapple does belong on pizza. Carrie Morgan says beans do not belong in chili. Yeah. And Bob Berman's unpopular opinion is that the movie Avatar was boring.
Do you know what I think that about? Lord of the Rings. I fell asleep during that movie. I could not stay awake.
I couldn't even go to see it.
Oh, I left the theater and went into the game arcade. My friends were like, where did she go?
Yeah, there
too
you
long.
Go.
You know, the funny thing about beans and chili is that I didn't realize, excuse me, that that's a Texas thing to not have beans and chili.
Really?
Do they put,
well, isn't Skyline chili in Cincinnati? That's
in Cincinnati,
all.
Yeah, they don't beans? Put beans in that, and they put the chili on top of spaghetti.
Hot dogs. Oh, they put it on hot dogs, too. I remember that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe right. Fries or whatever.
I think that was my initiation when I was working in Cleveland, in Cincinnati back in the
Hartford?
Late 80s and early 90s. Yeah. No, I'll tell you, Pete Rose, who was on the same station, they took me to a Skyline, Skyview, was it Skyline? I can't remember what it is, but he said, you have, because I never had
Skyline,
that kind
chili.
Of chili. Skyline. So he takes me to a Skyline. Of course, going in with Pete Rose into a Skyline, you can imagine what kind of a circus that was. And it was, but I didn't like it. And he says, what's the matter with you? I didn't like
it. You don't eat meat. No,
but there's also like cinnamon or something. There's, there's some weird flavors in there. However, I only put beans in my chili. So people who think beans shouldn't be in chili, you do not want to eat my chili.
Right. Okay. The story of the newlywed that lost her wedding ring. How about some comment on that? And personal experiences.
Yeah, the guy took his wedding band off and put it in his shoe on the beach, and newlywed, not used to it. So people chimed in with their own wedding band losses. Denise Edwards says she takes hers off regularly, daily, and leaves it at home so she doesn't lose the diamond. Tim Palmer says his wife lost hers, and they searched the whole house, even took apart the sink drain because they thought maybe it went down it. They never found it.
Oh, yeah.
And Janet Mattson says one of her sons-in-law lost his new wedding ring in the ocean while they were on their honeymoon. So it happens. It seems like the honeymoon is a popular time to lose that wedding ring.
Is that sort of a prediction of what's to come?
Yeah, dark cloud.
Yeah, is that an omen when the ocean itself takes the band off
takes
for you?
Takes the band, yes, right, exactly. All right, comments on some of the news stories. The gun law in Ohio, no permits. I forgot to ask Jennifer about that. Oh, my God. Jennifer. Okay,
what?
So what, Phyllis? That's crazy.
Yeah. They have 8 hours of training and they don't.
No, they don't.
No, they took it away.
They took away
700 hours, but they're still still requiring 8 hours of training.
Not in Ohio.
No.
Yeah.
Not in Ohio. No.
Okay.
All right. So this is something we have forbearance on this. We'll get back to listener comments and Jennifer's comments on the overall gun control situation. Number six this week on the story list from Talkers Magazine. You can find the list at talkers.com and DougStephan.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul. Satellite images released Thursday have revealed the extent of damage caused by recent flooding at Yellowstone National Park. The flooding, which began earlier this week, caused extremely hazardous conditions throughout the park, which spreads across Wyoming, Montana, and Idaho. The floodwaters were spurred by heavy rain and snowmelt. The National Park Service said most of the damage happened in the northern section of the park. Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney on Thursday accused the White House of misleading Congress about its need for additional funding for COVID-19 programs. During a Senate Health Committee meeting, Romney expressed surprise that the White House reallocated $10 billion to fund the purchase of additional vaccines, therapeutics, and monoclonal antibodies on June 8th, after it had previously told lawmakers it did not have the funding to purchase such items. This is USA Radio News. As religious conservatives gathered this week at a sprawling resort near the Grand Ole Opry House, Nikki Haley pressed the Faith and Freedom Coalition's Road to Majority crowd to look to the future. Haley, the former South Carolina governor, who was also ambassador to the United Nations under President Trump, said, "It's up to us to deliver a new birth of patriotism." An announcement in the near future could complicate efforts by other ambitious Republicans to mount campaigns. Haley, for instance, has said she would not run against Trump. Retailers and marketers have been quick to commemorate Juneteenth with an avalanche of merchandise, from ice cream to t-shirts to party cups. But many are getting backlash on social media for what critics say undermines the day. Designated as a federal holiday last year to honor the emancipation of enslaved African Americans. A search for Juneteenth items among online sellers produced everything from toothpicks with Pan-African flags to party plates. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Neighbors and farmers have to work together to come to an understanding, a realization, if you will, that there are common interests and there are common needs. And my advice has always been, we have to learn how to live together. And that's a pretty natural process for farmers. Things have changed a lot in my lifetime and in yours as well.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
34 after the hour now is the Talk Radio Review, using the resources of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, which namely include me. I'm a super. Don't you think I'm a great resource? I'm a superb resource when it comes to talking about these things. Come on, ladies.
Yes, you're not totally.
Jay Kirshner here from the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn from KRLA with thoughts about the big issues of the week as we talk things through. All right, so we were embroiled somewhat in a discussion about Ohio's permitless gun carry law, and it seems that Jennifer has a different interpretation of that than do we. So now we have to get down to the bottom, the brass tacks. This is number six this week, as I think I said on the story list. There were people who commented on this, Jay. Let's do that first. Some of the comments from social media that were commenting on what we were saying on the air about this carry law in Ohio.
Yeah, I mean, there's just so many conversations happening around guns right now. The Ohio's permitless carry gun law. Susan Siddell says, according to Webster's Dictionary, common sense means sound and prudent judgment based on a simple perception of the situation or fact, and then asks, does anyone know where common sense in America has gone? Seriously, people, the bipartisan gun deal has been a conversation with Colleen Maxie Smith saying it's all a huge mess. People are afraid of losing their guns. Congress will do anything or say anything just to get anything done. She says, I just don't understand the need of assault rifles in the hands of any American person, excluding the military, of course. Greg Donahoe chimes in, I was surprised it didn't include an increase in the purchase age. I think the improvement in background checks is logical. I'm glad both sides in the Senate have come together. It remains to be seen if the House will accept this or dig in their heels and get nothing done.
All right. So how did we misunderstand or misspeak, Jennifer, about the Ohio gun law? You don't think that we have the right spin on our interpretation.
Look, everybody gets their own spin. So the way I understand the story, maybe we were just miscommunicating. The way I understood the story to be is that right now in the state of Ohio, teachers can carry a gun to school if they complete 24 hours of training. So they get instruction and training. They then have to notify the parents that these teachers or these school staff members are armed, and then those teachers can conceal carry. And every single year, they actually have to go and renew basically their ability to carry that weapon on campus. And I think it's a great idea. Look, I know people have turned out the idea that every teacher should be forced to be armed in the classroom. I'm not buying that because I don't think every person has the temperament to carry a firearm and to deploy it in a manner that's safe and useful, because some people panic in emergencies and those people should not be spraying bullets around.
Yeah, that's true.
So if these are teachers who already, and in Ohio, you're going to have some who are actually gun owners, who know how to use a firearm, who take the training, who notify the parents, I think they're going to be an asset if, God forbid, something happens, then rather than something that's going to cause a problem. I think they can save lives. So I'm all for it.
And to add what Jen's saying, it's going to be up to the school district to decide if they're going to allow this or not. And if a parent has a problem with the staff having a gun on the school premise, they can pull their kid out of school. They have that right to do so, and they can have their kid go somewhere else or into a school district that doesn't allow it. But I agree with Jen. I would feel more comfortable if my son's in school and his teacher has the necessary requirements and did the different trainings and has to keep up with the trainings. I would feel like if some psychopath comes onto the premise with ill intentions, that they're not going to get as far as they have been in the past, because teachers will be allowed to have this training. But for the common person, for the civilians of Ohio, anyone 21 and older no longer will need to carry a permit nor complete the 8-hour handgun.
Right.
Of course. Got it.
Yes.
That's it. Okay. Number 4 is a discussion of COVID as it continues. After a long delay, children under 5 will be able to get vaccines starting next week. Some may think that's a good idea. Some may think that's a bad idea. I don't know that I've made up my mind yet about it, because I'm back and forth about what is in the vaccine and how it may or may not have affected me and others. In the last couple of weeks, I've had some strange feelings in my body that I've never had before. And I've asked people that I know, is this something that could be related to the vaccine, having to do with nerves and stuff? And
my mom can barely walk right now. I don't know if I've shared this with you guys.
Oh, no.
We haven't been together the last couple of weeks. And she feels like it has nothing to do with the vaccine. And you know what? It may have nothing to do with the vaccine. But she's twice vaxxed and boosted. And she had the onslaught of these symptoms come on really fast. And she doesn't believe it's the vaccine. She thinks it's something else. I have my doubts. There's a lot of conversation about inflammation and about nerve stuff, as you mentioned, Doug, and that's what's really plaguing her. And I don't know. Everybody needs to make their own decision for themselves. Mm-hmm. But Dr. Fauci did a hearing yesterday, and, you know, he has COVID. So if Dr. Fauci's got it, I feel like everybody at some point may get it. But
yeah.
Fauci,
you know what I object to, though, is his wife's role in all of this. It's just too close. Maybe this is ancient history, but I don't, the more I think about it, the more relaxed, I feel. I've never liked him anyway, because I thought he was a blowhard and sort of a grandstander. But, you know, was his information correct or not? Just because you don't necessarily like somebody's demeanor, that doesn't mean that what they're doing isn't right or what they're working on isn't correct. But I just find him... The more I find out about him, the less I like him.
He's funded the lab in Wuhan. Yeah, the fact that he's profited himself. I mean, that's what makes you people uncomfortable.
Yeah.
With the idea of him still being in charge. And Rand Paul is probably the most uncomfortable. And they had an interaction this week because Fauci was testifying via remote. And Rand Paul asked him about the kids under the age of five, why they needed the booster and the COVID vaccine. And he said, are kids getting hospitalized that get COVID? And Fauci says, no. And so Rand Paul, of course, goes on and he says, right now there's not enough data he says, so there's no studies, and Americans should all know this, there are no studies on children showing a reduction in hospitalization or death when taking a booster. And Fauci had to agree that there were no studies that show that. And so Paul goes, that's not science, that's conjecture, and we should not be making public policy on it.
So here's the
big back and forth about the reality of putting the booster in the kids.
A lot of parents are hesitant about this, frankly. Only one in five parents of children under five are even planning to vaccinate their children. This is different. By the way, this is a Kaiser Foundation study of people who are in their system. So, you know, there's a deep concern here about whether the virus has a broad impact on our health and well-being. And the bottom line is it hasn't been checked, frankly. I get sort of, I don't know if I got a kick out of this. I'm looking at this anti-vax doctor from California. I forget her name, who was in the protest at Capitol Hill. She's got I'm not sure which is getting her more notoriety, the fact that she was in the Capitol riot or the fact that she's an anti-vaxxer. You know, I'm trying to find her name. She looks, I'm looking at a picture of her. She looks like she would punch you in the mouth if she had a chance to. So whatever her reputation is, there are a lot of trending stories on that side of the world. Let's see here. Her name is Dr. Simone Gold.
Yeah, she's one of the frontline doctors.
Yeah. She was in prison for 60 days.
It's ridiculous.
Paid a $9,500 fine because of her involvement, supposedly, in storming the U.S. Capitol. She was one of the ones who delivered speeches to the rioters.
Yeah, she was one of the high, and she was one of the, again, there were two sides to the Capitol, and I don't mean political sides, I mean two sides of the building. And there were people that were brought in to speak at the rally that then turned into people storming the Capitol. A lot of those people got caught up, and they're being made examples of.
Yeah. She's in Beverly Hills, by the way. I never heard of her before.
Simone Gold, she's pretty famous.
Is she?
Speaking out against the COVID vaccine.
She got 480,000 followers on Twitter. Anyway, but she's been all over COVID-19 and against it. A judge told her that her anti-vax activism wasn't a factor in her sentencing. Well, really? Ha! She wasn't a casual bystander, so the judge said. How many other people have been through the system, though, and have been assigned time in jail or a fine? This is the first time I've actually seen a name attached to, but 800 people have been charged with this as a federal crime. 300 of them have pled guilty.
And countless lost their jobs for not even going inside the Capitol, just being at the protest,
absurd. People in that I know in Southern California had their houses tossed by the FBI, and they took out a Trump-Pence 2020 sticker, like a bumper sticker. I mean, it's unbelievable. And this is the problem. Like, let's go after the people who went in and wrecked things and leave the other people who were just there on the outside alone. There's no point in that.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with the list of the top stories this week, so you'll have them. Oftentimes we get in our discussions on both the Talk Radio Review and the Countdown, and we don't get to each of the stories. So here's the list, the official list. At 10, the overview of the talk radio convention that we had last week. Lots of hosts there and lots of hosts talking about it. The situation with weather is number 9. Social media is in the 8th place. Race relations, number 7. Crime, violence, guns, number 6. Number 5, the war. I don't have to say the Russian-Ukrainian war, right? We all know what the war is.
Number four is the continuing we're at war with ourselves over COVID-19 information, what to do, what not to do, what to take, what not to take. Amazing. Number three, the committee that's having hearings on what happened. Well, the fact they stopped the hearings, January 6th hearings, that's the story. Number two, partisan politics. And number one, the national economy. That's the list. All right, up next is 44 at the hour. We'll talk about the situation with Russia and who's trying to get Brittany Griner out. So it's great business time for Calitra, and I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 99 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. Amazon is making it easy for all families to access healthy, delicious, and more affordable groceries all summer long and beyond. SNAP recipients can register their EBT card on Amazon to order groceries online for delivery and access shelf-stable pantry items like snacks, breakfast foods, grains, and more. From macaroni for pasta salads at backyard barbecues to bottled water to keep you hydrated and backpack-friendly snacks for long days at summer camp, Amazon has all the essentials to start your summer off right. Customers who add their SNAP EBT card on Amazon will also receive budget-saving offers and EBT discounts on beloved products. Plus, SNAP recipients can now check their EBT balance on Amazon.com. No matter what your summer schedule has in store, Amazon has you covered with convenient delivery options. Eligible orders are delivered right to your door with no membership required. For more information, to register your benefits, and to start saving today, visit Amazon.com/SNAP.
Talkers Magazine and the list of people who are on the top of mind in discussions for the week of June 13th to the 17th, courtesy of the folks editing and publishing Talkers Magazine, the staff there. At number 10 on the people list is Tony Fauci. Notice I didn't say phony Fauci, but that's what I was thinking. Elon Musk is number 9. Putin and Xi Jinping, number 8 tied for that position. Brett Kavanaugh, still in his... his problems focus on him because of the threats, number 7. Ron DeSantis in the spotlight, the governor of Florida, number 6. Ginny Thomas, wife of the Supreme Court Justice, in kind of the hot seat at number 5. Liz Cheney at number 4. Jerome Powell is 3. Donald Trump is in the second position, and I think weakening somewhat. And then Joe Biden is number 1. Always wondering what it is that's next. He's going to the Middle East, I think, this coming week. So there'll be lots to talk about with regard to that here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, so a couple of things with regard to Russia we should discuss on the Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Horn from KRLA is here. Jay Kirshner from the Doug Steffen Good Day program and the aforementioned Doug Steffen. Brittany Griner is the subject of much focus. Congressman Colin Allred, where is Allred from? What state is he from? Her state, I would guess, right? What state is that? State of? It doesn't. Confusion. I don't know what. Yeah. Well, it is kind of confusing. What's going on with her? She still is a political prisoner, and nobody's doing it. Is bad. I thought we were exchanging her for some bad Russian guy. What happened to that?
Well, so this is Texas's 32nd congressional district, and he is saying that she is officially considered a political prisoner, and that kind of makes things a little bit easier to formally begin the negotiations with Russia to bring her home. However, it's kind of hitting a roadblock because Russia is saying that they're not even going to enter talks on anything until at least July 2nd, which is her trial, which is the new court date hearing. And so it's kind of like, well, they keep pushing it back. So how are they supposed to negotiate and work to get her back if Russia keeps pushing back her hearing?
Well, it just, I mean, how do we negotiate with Russia at all?
I know.
Given that, that Putin is a lunatic.
Apparently. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. But good luck in Russia.
Exactly. European leaders say they want to support Ukraine's candidacy to join the EU. This is rather interesting. These same countries are playing host, apparently, to some of the super wealthy Russians that are trying to find an escape. But there are cities where some of these oligarchs have gone, and now the cities have either apprehended them or they've thrown them out. And that's going on all over Europe. I don't know. Is it going on all around the world? They're grabbing their boats and stuff.
Yeah.
Selling them and using the money to help the people in Ukraine. It didn't seem like it was such a good week for the Ukrainians, though. Did you get that feeling this week?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of talk about just when Russia's going to have complete control, and it may be a couple of years, but that Ukraine may not exist after that time. So it doesn't, I mean, this is a long war, and people are losing interest.
People, well, it better not be, because we're not going to be able to pay the price that we're paying literally and figuratively to keep this going. Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, at your service and on your side, Talk Radio Review.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Three past the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen continuing with an overview of the things that are going on. You know, one of the things that doesn't seem to go away, as I look at this list, and we have some of the things that are repeated, probably the one that's been here the longest in terms of consistency every week has been COVID, other than some political item, but COVID and the back and forth between Fauci, the interest that his wife has played in all this stuff. Do we give 5-month-old babies shots? All that stuff. And the altercation that's set up, that becomes interesting and entertaining with some people anyway, of guys like Rand Paul going after Fauci. How's that for drama, and does it play out well on the radio?
Well, it plays out on the radio in many ways. It's informational. One of the biggest problems we've had during what I call the COVID era, and we're going to be in this era for years to come. I do not believe it's going away. And I do want to point something out to you, Doug. I don't know if you're aware, but I am currently quarantining with COVID. I contracted COVID at the Talkers Convention.
You did? You didn't tell me that. I didn't know that.
I have COVID. My wife has COVID.
Whoa!
Some of the people in our office have COVID, and a number of attendees have COVID.
Was it a super spreader? The Talkers Convention was...
Not a super spreader. That term isn't used anymore. It just is that people who get together, go to restaurants, go to ball games, mingle in crowds, go to hotels, have a chance of getting COVID. The latest variants are extremely contagious. The good news is we are not dealing with the same strain of COVID that we dealt with back in 2020 when getting it meant that you had a good chance of winding up in a hospital on a ventilator and dying. Right now, the way it seems to go is the first day you feel like you have a nasty flu. The second day you have a mild flu. The third day you have a nasty cold. The fourth day you have a mild cold. And by the fifth day, you're just very fatigued, which is what goes through the whole thing. And Paxlovid seems to be the med of choice, but it's they don't have a lot of it out there. So they usually save it for people who are either immunocompromised or have advanced age and thus are at risk, such as Fauci. He's on that particular medication. But no, I mean, you wouldn't know listening to me that I was pretty sick a few days ago, and now I'm feeling a lot better. I'm just fatigued from it. It really knocks you out, but it's not. And I don't mean to diminish it. It's obviously very serious, but it knocks you out. But it's not as dreadfully terrorizing in terms of general stats as it was back when it first started.
I wonder. This is a fascinating. I didn't know that. And you and I are pretty close. I haven't talked to you since the event. So, and there's no reason that you'd call me and say, hey, here I am.
Well, you've had a busy week, and I stayed out of your way. Plus, I had to deal with my own issues. But my ear is to the ground, and I had heard that you were active and doing things. So if I had heard that you were sick, I would have called you. But I knew that you were not, and I'm happy to hear that you're not.
Yeah, I've been very fortunate, man. Knock on wood. I must have a strongest immune system or whatever under the stars. Everybody has said everybody's going to get this. My good friend, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who does a radio program with me, Good Day Health on the weekends, has said to me he thinks I had it the first week that COVID, when I drove back across the country. I didn't feel well. I wasn't sick, but I didn't feel well. And he said, I may have been able to ward off the seriousness of it, but I still might have had the effects of it, if that's what it is. So who knows? I don't have the antibodies.
Absolutely. I think I may have had it before and just don't know. Look, as evidenced by the fact that the home tests have a very low level of accuracy and that a lot of people don't get tested, and people walk around saying they have brain fog. I mean, you hear that from a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people feel depression and fatigue, and we blame it on, you know, isolation. It could be that there are forms of this thing that we don't know about. I'm not a doctor, so I'm not giving any kind of, you know, professional advice here. I'm just simply saying, as a person over the backyard fence, who the hell knows?
Well, the other side of it is, and I won't spend much time on this because we're almost out of time, but this week I've had some strange nerve feelings, not nervousness, but nerves in my body have acted like they've never acted before. I've had feelings, nerves,
that
doing
can be shingles
strange things.
Oriented.
Not really, but something that was unique, never felt it before, and some people think it's because of the shots. So,
possibly.
Who knows? Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here at your service on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.